You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday. Last Tuesday, we did not have Rob Regish with us for the Blueprint Power Hour. So today we're going to be doing exclusively the Blueprint Power Hour to get caught up. How you doing, Rob Regish?
Doing good. Doing better than yesterday, brother.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, let's share with the audience what's going on in your life. But first of all, last week you were off the air because of a death in the family, right?
Yeah, we... rather tragic, and you know, there's it's a lot to deal with, so that's why I wasn't on.
Right, and then this was a sudden and surprising situation with one of Rob's. I guess your cousin, right?
Right.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. So then that's all we can say about it at this point in time. But then Rob texts me yesterday and says, "Look, man, I think I've got the chills. I'm vomiting. I've got the flu," and I go, "Rob, you must be on the air tomorrow." I said, we cannot take 2 weeks off of the Blueprint Power Hour. I mean, people are actually sending me emails and going, if the Blueprint Power Hour is on this week, can you? It's like, wait a minute. It's going to be on the
air. Yeah,
Rob, I says, you must be on the air tomorrow. And Rob has a lady in his life who cares very much about him. He hasn't spoke openly about her on the air yet. But today we have to give her thanks because she nursed you back to health like super fast, right?
She did. A huge thank you to my new girl, Tina Stellato, who, as soon as I became violently ill, she was right there by my side and literally waited on me hand and foot, knew I had to be on radio today, and sure enough, I woke up and I feel 100%, so...
Is she Italian?
Oh, yeah, 100%,
good.
Brother.
Good.
100%.
Yeah, you got yourself a good one this time. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear
that. She's got a great family, too, and it's just a perfect woman for me.
Good, excellent. Well, congratulations, and thank her for me and the audience for keeping you well enough to be on the air today, okay?
She even gave me the green light to go long today.
There you go. Good. Yeah, we all going to go long today. We got a lot of questions to answer, so this is just Blueprint Power Hour today. But before we get started, there's a couple things I need to talk about. First of all, I posted a picture of a half gallon of colostrum on the Facebook recently. Actually, Saturday when I picked it up from my farmer, I got 1.5 gallons of first day colostrum. It's that beautiful yellow. It almost looks like eggnog color. And immediately I had people posting, what about the estrogen in it? What about the estrogen in it? There's estrogen in it, you know, and there is estrogen in it. There's no doubt about it. And then, of course, Adele Moussa posted a study that shows that the amount of estrogen in there is very insignificant to begin with. But what people fail to understand about colostrum, Rob, is this. Who cares if there's estrogen in it? Okay? And people are going, Carl, what are you talking about? You know what? We have the bodybuilding community has become anti-estrogen in a sense because of all these aromatase inhibitors that are supposed to raise testosterone. And there's this attitude that somehow estrogen is the antithesis of testosterone. It is not the antithesis of testosterone. Now, we know that as guys get older and they put on a lot of body fat, they will convert more testosterone to estrogen. That is a metabolic anomaly because you're not supposed to be that fat to begin with. But let's look at colostrum for a second with the Superhuman Radio critical thinking hat on. Let's put our critical thinking hat on. Hold on. You got yours on, Rob?
Got it.
Okay. Okay, Rob, I'm going to add, now this is totally unscripted, but I know Rob gets this, right? Okay. Rob.
I use it.
Okay. Rob.
I use it.
The baby cow gets colostrum for the first 2 to 3 days. Why? What does colostrum do for a baby cow?
It is extremely rich in not only growth factors, but immune fractions, which, you know, obviously they're very vulnerable when they're born to infection and so forth, and they're growing like a weed.
Bingo.
And it has everything in it to facilitate good health as well as growth.
And rapid onset of growth. Now, think about this for a second, okay? So everything, because we know that everything in nature is perfect. Evolution makes it perfect, all right? So forget about the fact that it's bovine colostrum and not human colostrum for a second, because that's going to be the next argument. Well, Carl, but that's bovine colostrum. Okay, forget that for a second. But just let's think about colostrum in itself for a second. So what Rob just said, and was right, colostrum is a super anabolic mixture with a super immune function kickstarter. Now think about this for a second. So forget about the Rob, back in the day when guys, I'm not suggesting you or I ever did this, but guys used to buy Finiplex on the internet and liberate the Trenbolone and then turn it into an injectable oil and inject it to get muscular. Remember? There was also another product on the market, which was a combination of estrogen benzoate and Trenbolone acetate. And for anybody who knows anything about, anybody who knows anything about animal husbandry knows if you give a cow Trenbolone acetate, it will put on X muscle in the course of 6 to 8 weeks. If you give the cow Trenbolone acetate in combination with estrogen benzoate, it will put on 3 times X muscle in the same amount of time. Adele Moussa did a post recently in Subversity indicating that estrogen both facilitates the burning of body fat and makes androgens even more anabolic. Okay, so let's go back to colostrum for a second. So guess what's in colostrum? The mother can't put testosterone in colostrum because she doesn't have testosterone per se that to that degree. There's tons of androstenedione in it. Androstenedione, where did we hear of that before? Oh, yeah, Mark McGuire, Pat Arnold, the whole pro-hormone movement, right? There's tons of IGF-1 and growth factors, vascular endothelial growth factors, BDF, brain-defining growth factors. There is estrogen. Guess why all these things are in there? Because colostrum is possibly the most anabolic food in the world. It is designed to make a baby calf put on weight quickly, muscle weight quickly, while protecting it through immune system kickstarting. So why wouldn't you take colostrum? Don't worry about the estrogen in there. The estrogen in there is promoting muscle growth. What do you think of that statement, Rob?
I think you're 100% spot on because, you know, males, even though we tend to think of estrogen as evil, you know, males need estrogen. And if you don't believe that, there are some potent anti-aromatase and anti-estrogen inhibitors on the market today. And ATD, although it's no longer around, comes to mind. If you take enough ATD and you crush estrogen, you know what happens to your sex drive?
Oh, yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
Gone. And it has deleterious effects on blood lipids. You know, estrogen and insulin sensitivity, you know, the list goes on and on and on. So much like insulin, you know, there are two sides to the story. And it's naturally present in males in a smaller quantity for a good reason. You know, nature doesn't screw up. And colostrum is the mirror image of nature's, you know, one of what I call super nutrients.
It is.
I use it every day. It's in my Mass Pro way, you know, if you add it to your current Substack, you're not going to see anything dramatic. But slowly, over time, you will certainly realize the benefits, not the least of which is the immune-enhancing effects.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. I would challenge anybody to get a gallon of first-day or second-day colostrum from their farmer, unpasteurized colostrum, from grass, you know, pasture-fed cows, okay? I would challenge you to take that gallon of colostrum and over the course of a week or two, drink it while you're training as hard as you can. and tell me if you don't put on more muscle. Because remember, this is an anabolic food. Its whole purpose is to take that little weed of a cow and get it growing as quickly as possible while protecting the cow by imparting an immune function, a usable immune system into the cow at the same time. So think about this. This is an anabolic food. It's hyper-anabolic. It's more anabolic than milk. It has things in it that are designed to put on muscle mass quickly. It's turbocharged milk. So don't worry if it has estrogen in it. It has estrogen in it because the estrogen is a necessary component to the whole anabolic process that it imparts on you.
Yeah, there is one subjective thing that you will notice almost right off the bat with colostrum, and it's very soothing to the stomach.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like Pepto-Bismol, and I'm not quite sure what the, you know, reasoning is there, the mode of action, but it is extremely soothing to the stomach.
Good stuff, good stuff. And buttery. I have a lot of fat in it. Don't be afraid of the fat. I mean, this is something that grows muscle. That's the bottom line. So for those of you who want to cite studies that it has estrogen in it, it also has androgens in it. It also has growth factors and growth hormones in it. It also has immunoglobulins in it. It has a lot of things in it. And all of those things are necessary to impart rapid muscle growth. Think of that next time you're worried
Amen.
About the estrogen. All right, here's what we're going to do.
Amen.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Oh, you want to talk about your training real quick? Have you been able to train lately?
Yeah, man. My training went fantastic. The one-arm push-ups that I've been doing, I'm doing them with a 30-pound dumbbell held behind my back now. and I'm working. The new goal is 500 bodyweight squats in 15 minutes.
Wow.
So, yeah. And I'm getting there. It's coming.
That's exciting. So, that's really exciting.
Yeah, it really is.
And you won't have to take off because you've been sick the past day or so?
No. You know, I mean, I rebounded extremely fast, less than 24 hours. And I get sick maybe once or twice a year, so I'm thinking it might have been something I ate.
Yeah, it probably was. It probably was.
Yeah.
We also have to give a shout-out to a listener. Hopefully he's listening today, David Wilson. David Wilson, I believe, lives in Oklahoma. I hope he's safe. He just returned to the Superhuman Nation after a couple difficult years on a personal level. He messaged me on Facebook a beautiful message saying it's been a difficult couple years, but he's returned to the Iron and the Superhuman Nation, where he always returns to time and time again. We're glad that he's back. And also, I hope that he's safe with what happened in, because I'm pretty sure he lives in Oklahoma. So, David Wilson, if you're listening, could you please message us on Facebook and let us know that you're okay? Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, our first question comes from Sergio Hernandez. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. If you're not getting the Blueprint Bulletin, get a free issue by going to superhumanradio.com and see what you're missing. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. protein, but you're not, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so I did hip thrusts today as part of my leg routine. I'm doing hip thrusts now on a bench. To get my glutes and hips more involved in my deadlift and my squat. And I did 10 reps with 315 on the bar, a few sets of those. And wow. every time I sat down to roll the bar off of me, I felt like I had a wallet in my pocket. And I had to keep reminding myself that I had my gym pants on. It was my glutes all pumped up. It's an amazing
You get some good looks in the gym, don't you?
Some guy gave me a dirty look. I don't know what he thought I was doing, you know, but I figured out the hell. Yeah. Okay, anyway, so let's get on with it. Sergio Hernandez says, I'm currently getting back in the swing of things and am planning to start building some muscle. When I work out, I get very hungry and eat a lot during the day. This makes sense since the muscles are asking for it, but on the days off, I don't make it doesn't make much sense to eat as much. Should I be eating the same amount of food on the days I don't work out as the days that I do work out? This is really a good question from Sergio, because this is something that I even vacillate with from time to time.
Yeah, I think his instincts are right on the mark. Now, much depends upon your goals, but generally speaking, I favor eating sub-maintenance calories on off days while performing your cardio, ideally in a fasted state. And there are a couple of reasons. The first and biggest is whether you're bulking or cutting, or you're even recomping, we don't want your metabolism to get used to any set caloric or energy intake. You know, the body will adapt and plateau. Secondly, if you're going to perform cardio, ideally high-intensity interval training, it just makes sense to do it in a caloric deficit where more fat will be burned. And the other reason I like separating cardio from weight training on those, off days and eating in a slight deficit, it has to do with your central nervous system and the task at hand, meaning it's just easier for your body and your brain to do either discipline justice. So bottom line, Sergio, listen to your body, feed it according to the energy demands for the day. And as you said yourself, on training days, you get very hungry, and your muscles are asking for it. Give it to them, you know, bring it. On the off days, I would eat slightly below maintenance to make the most of your fat-burning cardio. And zigzagging calories in that fashion will register with the body, and your reward will be staying lean while adding muscle. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, and again, it comes back to the whole critical thinking. If your body, if you're, like today, I had a grueling leg workout. I'm serious. On top of really handling some very, very heavy weight, the gym had no air conditioning today. So I was dripping sweat while squatting, while doing stiff leg deadlifts, hip thrusts. I mean, I was just dripping, right? I got to the studio and I had my normal pre-workout meal and it wasn't enough for me. I ended up eating 3 Quest protein bars right before the show. I was famished. I was hungry. And so I figured the hell with it. If I'm not hungry, there's a reason for it. My body is saying it wants more.
You got it.
So that's good.
Listen
good
to your body.
Good
it
advice.
Won't, it won't lie to you.
All right. Carly Gomez says, I have nationals 6 weeks away and I'm trying to bring up my shoulders. They're always tough to get a good response and growth. I have what I would call long shoulder heads, but really want the thickness through the sides and front. We have done heavy weight on low reps, high reps, light weights, shoulder dumbbell presses, lat raises, dumbbells and cables, front raises, handstand push-ups, you name it, I've done it. My rear delts, I have no difficulty getting to respond, just the front and sides. Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
It's an interesting question, given the opposite is usually true for trainees, meaning they usually have overdeveloped front delts from all the pressing that they do. So in order to bring up the front and side laterals, though, I would recommend the following 3 movements. 1, the barbell jammer press we've discussed before. 2, side dumbbell laterals leaning away from a support beam. And 3, a movement known as the Bradford press. So a bit more now on each movement. The barbell jammer press, it's a fantastic exercise which keeps the elbow in line with the body. It works all 3 heads of the shoulder, but in particular the front delts. Whether you're performing it kneeling and unilaterally or standing and with both arms, it's a fantastic movement. I like it unilaterally because it will tend to correct any imbalances, and it adds beef to the anterior delts. It's just the movement is all about overload, and it's a much safer way to overload the shoulders than any overhead press. Dumbbell side laterals leaning away from a support beam will work the sides of your delts. Simply grab the support beam with your free hand, lean away from it, and perform a dumbbell side lateral up to about shoulder height. Switch arms and repeat. I like four sets or so of 8 to 12 reps with just 1 minute in between sets. The final movement, the Bradford press, may be foreign to some folks, but it's a forgotten gem and it's a superb all-around shoulder exercise. Named for Jim Bradford, who was a former Olympic weightlifter, it is best placed as a finisher after the jammer presses and the dumbbell side laterals. This is a very fluid motion where you bring the barbell from a point below the chin to just over the top of the head and then behind the neck. Reverse the movement and repeat. So, in other words, there's no locking the barbell out. It provides constant tension throughout the exercise. You want to try gripping the bar where your forearms are straight up and down, you know, right angle. And for most, it depends on your leverages, of course, but for most, it's right about where the pinky fingers are on the rings of the bar or close to it. You want to build up to a total of 100 reps, spreading that out ideally, let's say 4 sets of 25. Consider resting 90 seconds in between sets. This is the final word on this, Carly. What I've done here is arranged for 3 exercises that target the problem areas. The rep ranges vary from low on the barbell jammer press to high on the Bradford press and somewhere in between with the side laterals. Most important, those exercises, that trifecta, tends to give a 3D look to your shoulder muscles that we all seek. And it'll bring your front and side delts up to par, given you already have outstanding rear delt development. So I hope that helps, Carly. I flipped her the YouTube video demonstrations on such. I only wish I could do that on air, but I'll post them again on my Facebook page for those that are interested.
I've been wanting to try the jammer press. I got to tell you the truth. I just haven't thought it through yet, where I can stick that bar in the corner of my gym and start doing it, but it just makes perfect sense. The jammer press, kinesiology-wise, it sounds like the way the shoulders are designed to work.
Yeah, you'll fall in love with the movement once you feel how natural, you know, it just feels very natural and right. That's the best way I can put it to you. And the development comes quick, too.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Nate Hamill. And I think everybody's going to get something good out of this one. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. You can get a free copy of the Blueprint Bulletin by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad. We'll be right back.
New from Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Trainin', formulated by a military veteran. Basic Trainin' provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutritionn.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We have a new sponsor coming aboard. And it's thanks to... Remember when I did that? I got some heat from people. By the way, if you haven't noticed, we're cleaning up the stable. You will see advertisers going away. Some have already gone away. And we have new advertisers coming aboard that do fit the mission of the show. With that being said, we've talked about toothpaste ad infinitum on this show, fluoride, and several doctors have come on and talked about the dangers of certain things like sodium lauryl sulfate and so on. We have a new sponsor coming aboard that was suggested by super fan Sean Kernshield, called Aura MD. You'll start hearing their spots next week. We have a special offer. Don't run out and get anything yet, because we have something that they've never done for anybody else before, for this audience. But this stuff is amazing. You will never use toothpaste again. Your teeth will be shiny, feel clean. Your breath will smell unbelievable for hours. I wake up in the morning and don't have bad breath when I brush my teeth with this stuff the night before.
Bring it on, Doug.
It's all natural. It's made of oils that promote healthy oral microbiome while killing bad bacteria that causes gingivitis and gum disease. This stuff is unflippin' believable. This stuff is better than Tom's. It's better than anything. Burt's Bees. It's better than anything out there. It's amazing. And it doesn't wear your teeth out with silica and sand. Okay? So sit tight. You'll start hearing spots next week. Show them some love. Okay. The next question comes from Nate. Nate Hamill. Nate says, what do you think could help me with some very stubborn abdominal fat, that has crept up on me? I had my thyroid removed due to cancer and am on 350 micrograms of Synthroid and still feel very tired all the time. And, my middle just keeps getting bigger. I eat pretty clean and am ripped everywhere else. Would T2 help in your opinion? I have an opinion of this.
Yeah, well, I do think T2 can be of value, but it gets tricky when you start adding in another thyroid med. You know, too much thyroid chews up a lot of muscle. So you may want to discuss that with your doctor, switching out Synthroid for T2. He's probably not going to like it. But given you're tired all the time and, you know, the fat is still there, it keeps coming on, something's got to be done. And this goes for, you know, patient-doctor relationships in general. Remember, when you're in that doctor's office, he works for you. If he or she isn't helping you, it's time to find another doctor. So having said that, I'm going to assume, Nate, that you're doing everything else right. But the biggest weapon you have at your disposal is this training, lactic acid tolerance training. I have yet to see a training system fry the fat off like this one, even in the absence of cardio. So briefly, you perform lactic acid tolerance training by rifling through a giant exercise loop multiple times as follows. I'll give you the exercises, just give you an idea. Machine chest press in 12 to 15 rep range. Some sort of machine row on the horizontal or a mixed plane in the 12 to 15 rep range. Leg extensions 10 to 12 range. Stiff-legged dumbbell deadlifts reps in the 6 to 8 rep range. Shoulder press machine reps in the 12 to 15 range. Lat pull downs and vertical pulls in the 12 to 15 rep range. An ab crunch machine weighted reps in the 12 to 15 rep range. And then finally, 45 degree hyperextensions, again in the 12 to 15 rep range. Now, once you're done completing that giant loop, you rest approximately 2 minutes, and then you repeat it 3 more times. The entire workout takes, you know, it's going to take you very little time, but it is brutal with a capital B. You're not going to need excessive warm-ups given the weights will be necessarily light. What will hamper you is the nausea the first time out of the gate. And what that is, very simply, is lactic acid forming very quickly. The body can't clear it fast enough given the pace involved. The worst case scenario is that, you know, you're going to toss your cookies. Given the body has no recourse other than to expel that excessive acid buildup in the bloodstream. Now, to be clear, I do not want anybody to reach this point. So do temper the weight you're working with. to prevent it from happening. What's desirable is a very uncomfortable burning sensation in the muscles, along with plenty of huffing and puffing. And that taps primarily into the lactic acid energy system, but also a bit into your VO2 max threshold. Now, workouts such as these stimulate a massive amount of growth hormone release, up to 9 times that of which is usually seen in conventional workouts. They also stimulate the enzyme glycogen synthase, which is responsible for shuttling carbs into the muscle and being stored as glycogen. Drinks like Carbolin, you know, are gold here, as nobody I know, certainly not me, feels like eating immediately afterwards. And as most people know, I usually rail against machine-based exercises, but the fact of the matter is this. Your form is going to quickly deteriorate due to fatigue while running it. I like performing 2 or 3 of these sessions in a row, rotated with one workout focusing on heavy compound movements with at least 3 to 5 minutes between sets. And that's important because it keeps your central nervous system in touch with the heavy iron. And by going back and forth, your body will continue to respond to the shock that is lactic acid tolerance training. So give that a shot, Nate. I'm confident you're going to find it the best way to strip off fat and fast.
Okay, here's my 2 cc's. Synthroid sucks. Try to get your doctor to put you on some Armathyroid. First of all, it sounds like you are underdosed on your Synthroid, which doctors are more likely to do than overdose, because they're very, very hesitant to give a patient too much. They tend to be ultra conservative. But more people who have had thyroidectomies and are put on synthetic thyroid hormone like Synthroid have years and years and years of frustration trying to get the dose right so that they can feel normal and they don't put on this belly fat that you're talking about. I have a friend in Lexington who had his thyroid removed because of thyroid cancer. And he went from one extreme to the other. Either they were underdosing the guy and he was standing up and becoming syncope and passing out, or they were overdosing him where he was shivering and jittering and sweating all the time, and his heart was palpitating. But one thing he always had was a distended stomach. He always had fat around the middle, and it was just and he's a thin guy everywhere else. So I suspect that there's something about Synthroid that causes this. And remember, it's synthetic. The body does not like it. Okay, Armathyroid is porcine thyroid. Pig thyroid is almost exactly the same as human thyroid, and that's why doctors were prescribing it for decades and decades and decades. And now I even think there's another natural thyroid hormone coming out that somebody told me about that's just about to start a new advertising campaign. I would go to your doctor. Reflecting back what to Rob said a second ago, remember your doctor works for you. Okay? I would go to my doctor and I'd say, I don't want Synthroid anymore. I want to try Armour Thyroid. If he says, no, it's no good, blah, 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 say, look, it was obviously the gold standard before Synthroid came around. I want to try it. If he says, I don't prescribe it, then let him know that you're going to look for another doctor to prescribe it, and then maybe he will. But I suspect that he's going to do the same thing with Armour as he's doing with Synthroid. It sounds like you are underdosed. Now, number two, you should be supplementing with iodine. Even though you don't have a thyroid any longer, you should be supplementing with iodine, selenium, and L-tyrosine every single day, because Synthroid and Armathyroid are both combinations of T3 and T4. Okay? And so you want the T3 and T4. But you want the T4 to convert to T3 when it's necessary, and that cannot happen in tissue if you have sub amounts of iodine, selenium, and tyrosine, because these three components create what is known as the selenoenzyme cascade that is responsible for shuttling T4 to the active T3 spontaneously on demand in tissue, everywhere from the heart, the brain, and everywhere else. Okay, so just by supplementing for a couple weeks consistently with maybe a couple Brazil nuts a day, good source of selenium, and maybe 500 milligrams to a gram of L-tyrosine cut into two doses a day. And you can even just take iodine, tincture of iodine, and paint it on your arm or your chest and let it soak in naturally on its own over the course of a day, Doing this for 2 weeks consistently, see if your Synthroid doesn't start working better, number one. But I would still opt for Armour Thyroid before Synthroid. Because Synthroid, if you go on the internet and look, you'll see whole forums dedicated to the side effects and complaints of Synthroid, yet doctors continue to prescribe it because it's synthetic and it costs more money to prescribe, and it's protected by the whole pharmaceutical agenda as opposed to Armour Thyroid, which comes from the Armour meatpacking companies, by the way, where they process pigs all day long, is pig thyroid. It's a lot cheaper. So yeah. That's my two CCs right there.
Yeah. Two CCs, I love it. It's good advice, though. You're absolutely right. And a lot of this was being practiced by Vince Gironda back in the day before thyroid medications.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have our next question from Paul Adelke. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. And the music is not playing. Why isn't the music playing? What did I do wrong? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Okay, the next question comes from Paul Adeleke. I think I'm pronouncing your name right, Paul. I know every time I pronounce it a different way, so I gotta figure that one of these days I'll get it right. Adeleke, it's A-D-E-L-E-K-E. How would you pronounce that?
Adeleke.
Adeleke. Okay, I'll go with that.
Maybe I'm wrong, so I'll have to ask him.
So we're just gonna call him Paul for now.
Yeah.
Paul says, quick follow-up on alpha-lipoic acid and L-carnitine. If I get our alpha-lipoic acid, what's the dose? And I can't find 1,000 milligrams of acetyl L-carnitine. It's 750 milligrams effective, and I dose that four times per day? He's asking a question. So what do you think?
Well, the research on RALA is clear. 200 milligrams three times a day is optimal. In fact, more than 200 milligrams at one time isn't going to improve results, and doubling the daily dose to 1,800 milligrams yielded just a very slight improvement versus 600 milligrams a day. So as such, I don't see it as cost effective to go to 1,800 milligrams. In terms of product recommendations, I favor an RALA product with biotin. You want to find one supplementing about 1 milligram of biotin. The reason is this: too much ALA in any form will deplete the body of biotin, and you're going to notice that real quick in the form of chapped lips if you're not supplementing biotin. With respect to acetyl L-carnitine, the 750 milligram caps are fine, although it's best to dose that on the higher side. So I would consider on off days 1,500 milligrams of acetyl L-carnitine with 200 milligrams of RALA around 15 minutes prior to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. On training days, it's a little different. I would take your acetyl L-carnitine, 1,500 milligrams, about a half hour pre-workout on an empty stomach, and then ideally with 1 to 200 milligrams of caffeine. The 200 milligrams of RALA, I would take that post-workout, which is going to facilitate better glucose disposal and heightened insulin sensitivity. RALA is best taken with carbs. If you're getting most of them for the day, right after the workout, which is what I typically recommend, that's an ideal place for it. So I hope that helps, Paul.
Okay. I hear an echo come back at me. Okay. Mike Grady says, I'm a little confused. Join the club, Mike. The Power Hour used to be sponsored by your book, The Blueprint. Then it was your product, Mass Pro Synthogen. Now I see the Blueprint Bulletin. I love the knowledge bombs you drop every week and have decided to invest in your products. My question is, if I had to pick just one, which would it be? Rob, I hope you're going to say it would be the new Blueprint Bundle, which includes two bottles of Mass Pro Synthogen, the Blueprint Bulletin, and the Blueprint itself. What do you think, Rob? Do we have a bundle?
All bundled at a discount.
Yeah, you know what? That should be the – I hope that's your answer. Is that your answer?
It's coming.
Okay.
It's coming. It's a great idea. It's long overdue. And we're hoping to do that not only in the United States, but also at PredatorNutrition.com in the UK.
Dude, I would do the bundle, okay? I would bundle 6 months of the bulletin, the actual blueprint itself, 1, 2, 3, you know, whatever,
yep.
all the versions, plus two bottles of Mass Pro Synthogen. for $149.95, including shipping, anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Because you can, two of the products get emailed, so it's just shipping the bottles.
Right. I just wrote that down and made a note.
Rob calls me up sometimes. He goes, Carl, I just need to talk to you for a couple minutes because you and I come up with the greatest marketing ideas in 5 seconds, right?
You too. I'm the world's worst marketer. I'm just a practical application guy, so I need you.
Well, there you go.
A great idea.
There you go.
But to answer Mike's question, I have always maintained that training and diet, in other words, fundamentals are number one. So to that end, the Blueprint ebook would be my first pick.
I would agree.
There's enough information in there to see you training and gaining for a lifetime. And it's not just a book. It's three books. It's, the free Superhuman Radio. I have one, it's just your arms course, Excel-based auto calculators. The list goes on and on. Second, I would grab yourself a free copy of the Blueprint Bulletin. You can go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click on the link on the Superhuman Radio homepage, and you're going to get a taste of what subscribers have delivered to their inbox every month, including lots of stuff that I don't go into or can't go into at length on air. The low-cost shopping alone that I do for you on certain items is worth the price. And then finally, Synthogen has been called a game changer by many. It works so well, there's really no need, we're finding, to push it or otherwise talk it up. It's all word of mouth. You can Google any review that you'd like. PM the people that are using it. It's currently sold out in Europe at Predator, and Mass, I think, is sold out too. So the good news is we have a new shipment on the way to Predator and Mass, and the lab is working overtime to keep up with demand. So that's your answer, Mike. Quality information is and will always be number one. It's not a repeat sale like a bottle of pills, but I would be remiss to tell it any other way.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. It's something that'll keep delivering year after year. Okay.
Amen.
The next question from Johnny Gray. I'm in my 40s. Oh, you're a little kid. You're young. What are you talking about? I'll be 55 this year, baby. I'm in my 40s and shopping for a testosterone booster. Some of these products are pretty spendy. Any tips on something cheap and effective? I got an opinion about this. Go ahead. You go first.
Okay, yeah. Here's your cheap and effective tip. Sleep more. Now, a lot of listeners aren't going to find that sexy advice, but consider this. There was a 2007 study performed at the University of Chicago and published in the journal Sleep. Older men doubled their test levels by getting more sleep. Mm. In fact, the men that slept the least, 6 hours or less, had test levels of just 200 to 300 nanograms per deciliter. The men in the study who slept the most, 8 hours or more, had a test level twice as high, anywhere between 500 and 700 nanograms per deciliter. And that's a level you'd expect to see in healthy young men. So it's just one man's opinion, but it's time we take a stand for sleep. There's a too much late night TV, goofy gadgets, texting, sexting, nonsense that's literally killing people. All it does is make your mind race. It kills your performance. And people ask me sometimes why I go to bed so early. And a lot of folks poke fun at me. They call me an old man, yada, yada. Maybe. But what good are those 3 hours of electromagnetic poison that you're partaking in doing for you? Nothing.
Right.
I personally have a hard stop at 9 o'clock every night where I shut down every electronic device. I turn off the lights, and I perform my sleep ritual, and that involves usually 6 milligrams or so of melatonin, 5 grams of GABA, 30 milligrams of zinc, and 450 milligrams of magnesium, either aspirate, orotate, or picolinate, which are the preferred forms. And once that's down the hatch, I perform 10 to 15 minutes of focus and concentration exercises outlined by Brooks Kubik, right, and his Superhuman Radio Focus and Concentration Seminar. It does take some practice, but the payoff is more than worth it. So here's the bottom line, Johnny. There's an old Russian proverb which states the following. The rest of your days depend on the rest of your nights. You need to shut the world off at 9 p.m., and I promise you it'll still be there in the morning when you get up.
I mean, this is something that I practice, that Elisa and I both practice. We're in bed the latest a couple minutes after 9 every single night, except there's the rare occasion that we stay up late. Because maybe, you know, there's a party we go to. So, I mean, for me to go to bed at 11 o'clock, that's a big deal for me because the next morning I just don't feel as good. And that's just the way it is. When you get used to sleeping, when you get used to a clean life, which is a combination of heavy resistance training, intense cardiovascular training, proper clean, healthy nutrition, real healthy nutrition, getting to sleep early, not polluting your body, then small deviations from that throw you off. And the analogy I've always given to people is, look, if you have dirty, muddy water and you drop one droplet of black Indian ink into it, you can't even see it. But if you have clean, pristine water and you drop one droplet of black Indian ink in there, the change in color is profound. So when you lead a clean life, one little deviation throws you off dramatically. So I always am in bed at 9 o'clock, and my kids used to laugh at me, and I have friends, and it doesn't make you popular. I'll tell you right now, you're not out there with the in crowd. You're not partying. You're not drinking. You're not smoking cigars. You're not doing all those things that people think are going to give them joy. But you know what gives me joy? 8 plates on each side of that power squat machine this morning and 5 solid deep reps. That gives me unbelievable joy.
You just nailed it, because the folks that poke fun at us, while they can get up and drag themselves through an 8-hour day at work, sitting in front of the computer, doing whatever, the fact of the matter is this. They don't have a gut check like we do in the gym the next day, where you have to exceed what you did last time. And, trust me, when you have a lack of sleep, and God forbid it goes on for any length of time, your physical performance tanks in a big way. And it's a quality of life issue. Even if you're not into training, you give a rat's ass about training. Who wants to drag themselves through the day and feel like crap?
Right.
I don't.
But you know what? But it's more than that. I want to be a high performance human being in a world of old beat up jalopies. I want to be a race car. I want to be a monster truck. I don't want to be the average guy. I look at average people today at my age and I think to myself, God, I would be depressed if I looked like that, if I felt like that, if I was taking a half a dozen pharmaceutical drugs, I would be depressed. So that is why I invest in what I invest in. And you know what? And Rob Regish's point about getting good sleep was really, the knife point of what I was going to say, which is make sure your life is in check before you start fooling around with test boosters. Are you eating enough fat? Are you getting enough sleep? What things are you taking that could be causing a hypothalamic pituitary testicular axis disruption? Are you carrying way too much body fat? Are you aromatizing too much body fat? You know what's a better thing? Zinc and vitamin and lots of vitamin C, especially the Altrian vitamin C, which is well absorbed, is a natural aromatase inhibitor. You don't need to go for any exotic products at all. Use that, but get your life straightened out and make sure that that doesn't correct the problem before you go, okay, I have some other anomaly here that I need to address.
Yeah, and look, you're 55, right?
Yes.
I mean,
I'll be 55. Look at me. I'll be 55 in June, but I'm rushing it. I say I'm 55 now. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, and, look at how you perform, and obviously low body fat, healthy degree of muscle. Now, granted, you do, post some of those face pics, which scare me sometimes.
Which pics?
But.
Which ones?
face pics.
Oh, yes, my picture, yes.
You said one time you have a face.
Like an old shoe.
Old leather.
Yeah, I do.
That made me laugh so hard.
Yeah, but it's the truth. At least I know it, And the funny thing is, I just shot a screen test for a TV show that we've been working on. And it looks like it's going to be a go. And I got to tell you, I look at my face and I don't like it. But other people say, no, you look fine. Don't worry about it. But when I look at my face, I see that 24-year-old kid. And I'm like, where did he go? He's in behind those wrinkles somewhere. He's got to be, you know. But, you know, I can live with it. I'm not going to worry about it. That's the way I am.
That's right.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Let's see here. When we come back, we have a question from Sam Johnson. And it's about doing rack pulls. And this is a really good question. I think a lot of people will get something out of this. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. You should be getting the Blueprint Bulletin every single month to your inbox. Add to your intelligence quotient. How are you going to progress if you're not learning, if you're not spending some money on your trade, which is your body? Subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin today, and you can get a free issue just to see what it's all about by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. This song has the F-bomb in it. Watch. Watch this. The American Life, The American Life. And you can figure out where it drops in there. Okay, welcome back. I somebody pointed out that a song last week had the F-bomb in it. I have to find these songs and get them out. This one I can control and pot it down before it comes out because I like that intro. But
you get in trouble for that even on satellite radio?
On iTunes, I am a non-explicit radio show. So I bleep,
right.
Like when people say bull and the other word that follows it, I bleep the word, you know, I leave the bull in, and anytime anybody uses the F-bomb, I bleep it out for that reason. So that, because I want people to feel comfortable, like, sharing this show with their kids too, right? If they're driving to work, and I have a lot of people who listen to this show thanks to technology. You know, they've got it on their iPhone. They have Bluetooth in their car. They get in their car. They tune in. They listen to the podcast while they're driving to work or taking a trip. And I don't want them to think, oh, wait a minute. You know, I can't listen to this with the kids in the car because the occasional F-bomb or inappropriate language. So I purposely bleep all that stuff out when guests do it. Now, on the live show, I can't bleep it just because I don't have the technology to bleep it, but I do try to tell guests ahead of time. Now, look, this is a family-friendly show, so, you know, watch your language, but people forget once in a while. So,
yeah.
I'm about taking the high road. You know, I couldn't listen to Howard Stern in the car when I drove the kids to school back in the day because I was afraid he was going to talk about, you know, something inappropriate. I had to wear the earbuds. And I don't want to do that. I want people to share this show with their kids. I want their kids to hear this stuff and start now thinking about, wow, so I don't have to be obese and I don't have to be sick when I get older. That's an interesting idea.
There's a time and a place, right?
Yeah. All right, so the next question comes from Sam Johnson. He says, when doing rack pulls, if I'm trying to build thickness in the back where I am pulling from, I don't know what that is. If I'm trying to build thickness in back where I am pulling, where am I pulling from? It's a question mark. Below knee or above? Can't remember what episode you discussed this. So if you could refresh, I would appreciate it. It's kind of, it doesn't say it that way, but I'm paraphrasing. Okay, so go ahead.
Well, the rack pull variation that I favor and often speak to is a little different than the one you typically see in gyms and on YouTube. You know, in that version, most of the people that you see are pulling from a point slightly below the knees. Instead, I set the bar at just about waist height, just below lockout. And the advantages of doing so are such that the amount of weight that you can use far exceeds virtually any other exercise. By shortening the range of motion, it's not uncommon to build up to enormous poundages, which creates enormous overload and therefore, you know, the biggest growth signal possible to your body. Now, such movements are not designed to build your deadlift, although some do get a nice carryover. Instead, they're designed to light up your central nervous system and increase what's known as the Golgi tendon threshold. The Golgi tendon is a governor of sorts that it'll shut down to prevent you from ripping muscle off the bone. Yet, you can, you know, its threshold tolerance can be increased by this type of training. You're going to need a sturdy pair of wrist straps as your grip will certainly be a limiting factor. But when you perform these, I favor performing two such holds with at least 10 minutes of rest between sets. You want to position the bar just an inch or two below lockout. Then lift it and hold it for around 5 seconds. Do not roll your shoulders or even shrug the weight. Just standing there and holding this, you know, prodigious poundage will deliver the goods. Now, with respect to frequency, it's best to train this lift no more than once every 10 days to 2 weeks. It's very taxing, very taxing, not only to your central nervous system, but your muscles. You're going to find your strength in this exercise jumping dramatically once you get the frequency right. It works every muscle in your body, from the back of your neck down to your Achilles tendon. And, you know, a lot of people look at it and say, well, gee, you're not even moving the weight that far. It's only an inch or two. Well, it's often overlooked, but there has never been a study performed showing a greater range of motion equals greater muscle growth, and there never will be. The muscle knows one and only one thing, tension and overload. When you perform this movement, your entire body contracts maximally. You feel this in your pecs more than a lot of guys do benching. Let me put it that way. Because when you're standing there with 600, 700, 800, 900, I built up to 1,000 pounds on this movement. Every single muscle, tendon, ligament feels it. So as part of the puzzle to unlocking maximal size and strength, though, it's a fantastic movement and should be in every trainee's arsenal. And yes, it'll build plenty of beef on the upper back where you want it.
You know, and it's funny, and I'll tell you something else. Those of you who remember Dr. Matt Andry, who came on my show quite a few times talking about the psychology of weight loss, and also about, he was the one that we did the interview about beta casein, the different forms of beta casein in the in milk that is pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory. He and I have been having some discussions about something that Rob just touched on. Matt is really big into heart rate variability right now, which plays into general preparedness and overall health and blah, blah, blah. He just invested in this like a tens of a $1,000 machine that actually does the same thing as a fetal monitor for babies, but for humans. So it can, it could measure cardiac stress, rhythmicity, function, but also how the heart responds to stress and recovers from stress. And, it's interesting because as many of you know that I had developed a cardiac issue, which I don't have anymore, and I reversed it myself. I'm very, very happy to say this. But nonetheless, one of the things that I've been doing in the gym, especially on leg day, is after finishing a set of heavy squats, heavy deadlifts, heavy stiff leg deadlifts, or even heavy thrusts, I am letting the weight stay on my shoulders or holding the weight instead of dropping it. Not because I want to eke out additional strength from it, but because I'm listening to my heart. I want my heart to recover while I'm still holding the weight, because this increases something called baroreflex. And baroreflex is the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system working together. And if you can recover while the weight is bearing down on you, you have a healthier cardiovascular system. But it just takes practice. It doesn't happen magically. You have to do your fourth rep with that load of weight. And even though the instinct tells you to get that weight off your back, walk it over to the pins, but don't let it off your back. Count to 5, count to 10, count to 15, and listen to your heart. And your heart is pounding, and all of a sudden it just starts to slow down, just like you stopped working out, but the weight is still on you, but your heart is recovering. When your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system can work properly while you are carrying that kind of stress, your heart is more powerful. You're turning your heart into a 16 horsepower pump. Okay.
You got it.
And this is something I've been practicing instinctively as part of my protocol to heal some problems I had. And here I have a conversation with Matt, and he's like, dude, that's what I'm all about. We are now understanding the importance of this, and we can measure it in people, and we can help them develop better sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system control of the heart.
Yep.
And we're going to be doing a show about it next week, just so you know that. Okay. So there you
go.
All right. So let's see. We have another question here. I'm sorry. These little tidbits that we jump in here. Okay.
Dan Rollins.
Yeah. The next question was a late question submitted by Dan Rollins, and we did work it in. Let's see here. So Dan says, question, my supplement stack has grown since listening to the show. My question is it okay to take everything listed below all at once, or should I spread it out over the course of the day? Or more importantly, are there some supplements that compete with others, I think? He says his morning stack is a multivitamin, B12, B6, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D3, CoQ10, cod liver oil, biotin, 7-keto DHEA, creatine monohydrate. 3 times a day, Nupept, which is probably a nootropic, it sounds like, R-alpha-lipoic acid, essential amino acids, 2 times a day, phenylparacetam, made by Demiurge, it looks like, First thing in the morning, then once at afternoon. At bedtime, 1,500 milligrams of GABA. And thank you for all that you do. Dan O.P.S., what's your pill case look like? That's funny. That's funny.
Okay. Well, you know, in terms of when to take these and timing, I'm going to have to get with you off here, Dan, and I certainly will. We might do a follow-up on this next week, because some of these are best taken with food, others on an empty stomach. It varies. But in terms of, you know, are they okay to take all at once, you know, I see nothing contraindicated on this list. Now, the one note I will make is that unlike NUPET, phenylparacetam tolerance does develop quickly. So as such, I like to dose it on training days only. You know, what does my pill case look like? I have two, a tackle box and a more discreet version that I travel with. It's most of the time loaded with Synthogen because I use my own product and a few other supplements tricks that I have up my sleeve for those times when you get stuck with a less than optimal meal. And it's a fantastic strategy for surviving in the nutritional desert that is America and you're on the road. This month's Blueprint Bulletin, I go into exactly what's in there and how to use it and why, you know, how you can essentially turn a junk food meal, into a muscle builder or otherwise carry nutraceuticals into the muscle cell. Because let's face it, 35 grams of sugar alone ain't doing you any favors. 35 grams of sugar, if you're stuck with it, does do you a favor if you've got creatine monohydrate that tags along with it. Right? We discussed before about how insulin shuttles certain nutraceuticals into the muscle cell. If you're gonna have to eat like that, you may as well have these other things hitch a ride into the muscle. And that's my little travel pack. So, I hope that helps, Dan.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead, before we go into the blueprint tip of the day, we have a question that came in late on Facebook from Carmela Cierzo in Canada. Hold on, let me just get this. This is a good question, too. So she says, if you have time on the show today, can you discuss the difference between when you use a thumb over or thumb under grip on bench press, chins, and overhead movements, strength differences, or potential shoulder injury problems due to this grip? Thank you and have a great show.
Yeah, I think the short answer to your question is detrimental. The thumbless grip, detrimental on pushing movements, increases the chance that there's going to be, you know, an accident or the bar is going to fall. But it in certain circumstances on pulling movements, it can help recruit more muscle fibers. Now, I'd love to go down, you know, the list. It's outside the context, I guess, of the time limits that we have on the show. But one thing I would not do, and I see a lot of this in the gym, is guys benching heavy with a thumbless grip. I've seen it happen. The bar slips out of the guy's hands, and when you've got 300-400 pounds crashing down on your sternum, you know, I've heard the crack before, and it's a sickening sound. You know, not only that, but you're not going to recruit as much as of the tricep that you otherwise would, but a grip with the thumb around the bar. There's just too much danger there. And again, it's not doing you any favors in the strength department. Have you ever benched like that, Carl?
Well, when I was new at it, when I first got into this, I saw other people benching like that, so I benched like that too. But I have to tell you that I think it's a mistake if you're not gripping the bar as hard as you can and activating a very critical muscle that powerlifters know about. If you talk to a guy who trains as a specialist in the bench press, you will see him doing things like hammer curls. You'd say, why is a guy who specializes in the bench press doing hammer curls? Because of a muscle called the brachial radialis that goes from the forearm up into, inserts beneath the bicep muscle and is the link when you have your arm in that 90-degree angle where you are gripping a bar. It adds strength and your ability to close the elbow to when you're pushing up. If benching with an open grip was a good thing, every 600, 700, 800 pound bench presser would be doing it. They'd find a way to balance the bar so that it wouldn't fall on them, so they could bench with an open hand if it was a better thing to do. It's not. And Carmella, you are aptly correct. It tends to be that people who bench with the open grip develop shoulder problems. And I've talked about this on the show over the past couple years and come to my own conclusions that when you are not closing the hand around the bar and gripping it, somehow some portion of the shoulder muscle is not activated properly and you end up developing injuries of the shoulder. And I found this myself where I've had sharp pains in my shoulders and benching. When I closed the grip and squeezed the bar hard, the sharp pains went away, which led me to understand this connection between grip and activating all of the muscles in the arm in the pushing movement. Now, let me say this, that for many of us, the straight bar puts us in an unnatural groove. So if the only way you can bench with the straight bar is open-handed because you put the bar, instead of completely across the palm sideways, through the heel of the palm and out of the top of the hand so that you can get a more natural grip, then you shouldn't be benching with the straight bar. You should be benching with heavy dumbbells and pronating the wrist slightly to get a more neutral grip, but still gripping those dumbbells tight. Do not go to an open hand grip because the straight bar is unnatural for you. Use dumbbells or a machine if you have to, but always grip the bar as hard as possible. And lastly, if you're doing pulling movements, and you can do them with a thumbless grip, you are not handling heavy enough weight for your back. Because the weight I pull with, I have to hold on to. Because my grip is going to let go. So that's my opinion on that.
It's good advice, man. Real good advice.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to deliver the Blueprint Tip of the Day. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Check out the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. You can also learn about Mass Pro Synthogen. Let's not forget about it. There's a banner ad on Superhuman Radio for that as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER. Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula and Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors. No GMOs. Less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. And Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And Nutrition. Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier.
fire. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay. This was actually a blueprint tip of the day that Rob was going to deliver last week. He had picked this tip of the day prior to a tragedy in his family that speaks directly to this tip of the day. And we talked about it. It was freaky. It was like, this is what I was going to talk about, and this is what happened without me even realizing this was going to happen. I wrote this tip of the day. So I'd like you to invoke the name of your cousin. We're doing this blueprint tip of the day in memory of, what's his name?
In memory of David Regish.
David Regish?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So this tip of the day is in memory of David Regish, okay? There you go.
Yeah, and the tip of the day is this. On the merits of resilience. Lately, I've had a lot of people question the time and energy I put into my training, the radio show, and physical culture in general. They think it's too much. It's one-dimensional, and the reward just isn't worth all the hard work. I happen to know they're wrong. If somebody questions you in a similar fashion, you tell them about resilience. Webster's defines resilience as follows. One, the capability of a strained body to recover its size and shape after deformation caused especially by compressive stress. And two, an ability to recover from or adjust easily to misfortune or change. Now, there aren't many certainties in life. There are a few. Death and taxes come to mind. But so do hard times. There's but one quality that will pull you through, and they call it resilience. I'm going to relate a personal story, but everybody listening has one of their own. And if you don't have one yet, it's a safe bet you'll have one coming. We're talking about hard times. It's difficult for me to describe, but from a very young age, I always sensed some sort of war was coming. Part of it was likely due to my family life. We were brought up very conservative, right? Hope for the best, but plan for the worst. There was something deeper, though, that was running through me, much deeper. And it began to really snowball around age 15. And what happened was I started building walls. And if you listen closely, you may see yourself in these words. The first thing I did was take stock. And at 6 feet and a buck 43, I knew I had a lot of work to do. So over the next decade, I built physical walls to keep the world away. ultimately reaching 252 pounds. Later on, I grew a goatee and shaved my head, further building those walls up. None of this was a conscious effort on my part. It just seemed to creep into every corner of my life. The cement settled, and people pretty much, you know, left me alone. So, wall number one, check. Later on, I built financial walls. It happened when I started in insurance, okay? They put me in charge of managing people's 401k accounts, people like Larry Bird and the Boston Celtics. That's right. They slapped down a dozen group 401k plans. I was fresh out of college without a lick of training. People's life savings were in my hands. Now, I struggled at first, but ultimately figured out how people build great wealth. And most do it by starting young, saving small amounts over decades, and letting compound interest do the rest. First day, on the job, they pulled us into a room. And the big shot in charge closed the door, and he said, "This may be the most important conversation you ever have concerning your future, so pay attention." And I'm offering this in the hopes, you know, that it benefits listeners, because it certainly benefited me. He proceeded to illustrate two people, one who started saving $5,000 a year at age 25. They then stopped at age 35. Total amount saved, $50,000. Second person saved the same $5,000 a year, but started at age 35 and did so for the next 30 years. Total saves, $150,000. Given the same rate of return, guess who winds up with more money at age 65? Yeah, the guy or gal, maybe you, who started earlier. You do that in the Roth IRA and the money will be tax-free when you withdraw it. We're talking almost $1 million here, folks, so have at it. They sure sold me on it. The last walls that I built were psychological, meaning I was quite the introvert. All right? If you didn't speak to me, it wasn't likely I was going to speak to you. It was a lot safer that way to me, or so it seems. I wound up internalizing a lot of stuff, not all of it good. Fast forward to early January 2011, and something big was about to go down. And I called this on my board. The posts are still there about 2 weeks before everything unraveled. But little did I know, the war would be bigger than I ever imagined, and it came from within myself. I'm not going to go into all the details, but, you know, suffice it to say, I took training a little too far. Luckily, I pulled through. Things got worse from there. Let's just say the person that should have been by my side was nowhere to be found and ultimately bailed on me. I got locked out of my own house. And then my job called 2 weeks before Christmas to say they didn't need me back either. Things were looking pretty grim. Faced with all of that, I fought back, in some cases literally, in most figuratively. There was no other option. My back was against the wall, and I was being assaulted on every front. If it wasn't the Grim Reaper, it was my significant other. Then the insurance company, then the doctors. Everybody that promised to be there to help wasn't. Family, so-called friends, my employer. You could hear the crickets chirping. They say you never know who's swimming naked until the tide goes out. And I'm here to tell you, it's true. Here is what matters to you. The one thing that allowed me to survive all of this was resilience. I can't honestly tell you that that was always a conscious effort. Something inside of me continued to fight this resilience that I speak of. And it's likely ticking inside of you, too. If you think about it, you are the sum of your life experiences. And I am absolutely convinced that everything that you take in, every quality you internalize, especially via physical culture, can spell the difference between life and death if it comes down to it. Right, you think about those Navy SEALs who walked out of a crashed helicopter and then took care of business and finished what Bin Laden started. that's resilience. I'm pretty sure it wasn't a conscious decision, right, on their part in the heat of battle. What happened was they relied on their training and resilience to pull that off. What I'm saying is that the time you invest today in training your body also builds the very pillars of your psyche. You probably don't even realize it. I didn't. But every set, every rep, every morsel of food you cram down your throat builds more than your body. Physical culture has a way of weaving itself into every fiber of your being. The discipline, pain, sweat, and sacrifice are being deposited for a later date to withdraw in case of some emergency, like walking out of that crashed helicopter. And oh, those so-called friends that I spoke about earlier, the ones that bailed on me, there is some good news. The friends I made in physical culture were the only ones that had my back. Your brothers and sisters in iron, it turns out, are really your true friends, or at least they were for me. Make sure you're there for them, just as they were when I needed them. Finally, this isn't just a bunch of psycho babble, because there are those among you listening that know exactly what I'm talking about. And for everyone else, when your war comes, resilience may be the only thing that'll save you. And it will come from the blood, sweat, and sacrifice that you practice today, tomorrow, in the next. And don't you ever let anyone tell you otherwise.
I love this. And I tell you why I love it. Because every day we have challenges, people, everybody out there. You know, my dad used to have a saying that if everybody threw their problems in the street, we'd all come back with our own problems. Because when we saw the problems of other people, we would think our problems were much more manageable. Everybody's got their challenges in life, right? And I've had this discussion with my children. But every time you have a challenge and you survive it, you become stronger. It's like resistance training. It's like being able to push more weight. And the important thing is understanding that you can survive. No matter what the challenge is that you have right now, you will get through it. That you have to understand that first. It's interesting. This weekend I was watching 60 Minutes. And they were doing a documentary about this couple that live out in Africa, and they video the lions. And they showed a pride of lions taking down a full-grown elephant, right? Elephant, right? And these lions were all over the elephant's back. And the woman said something. She said it so quickly that most people probably didn't pick up on it. She said that death begins in the eyes. In other words, you can see it in the eyes when somebody is given up, when they've given up, right? And she said, when you look at this elephant, you could see that she started to give up by her eyes. But then all of a sudden she said no, and she stood up and she swung her body side to side, and the lions went flying off, and she trudged away and she lived. Okay? And I started thinking about that at that moment. I started thinking, when you don't feel like you have the muster to go on, find yourself a mirror and look in your eyes. Do you see you giving up? Do you see you laying down? Do you see you dying? Yeah. Do you see you letting it just run you over? No. Look for the fight in your eyes, and then let yourself do what you need to do to get through any challenge that you have.
And even if you don't think it is there, and you we all come here every week to discuss physical culture, so presumably you're in it. Even if you don't think it's there, you have no concept of the reservoir of power, not only physical, but psychological, that training builds, and it's there. And, I hope, sincerely hope, that no tragedy befalls anyone listening. But let's face it, life happens, and you may very well need to withdraw from these regular deposits that you make every day, every week, and every year, becoming a bigger and stronger you.
Yeah, I love this. So know that you can get through it, and you will. There you go. Great show, Rob Regish. Great show. And thank you to everybody for the questions. Hopefully we did a good job answering them. And thanks for listening. Don't forget, This show is brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Get a free subscription, free month issue at superhumanradio.com by clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner. Ed, Rob, thanks a lot, brother.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
All right. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.